Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. Good morning, Linz.
Good morning.
Dusty, the ex-waiter.
Fook, what's up, man?
All good. And we have special guests who we wanted to grab her before her show started in earnest, but from the B right next door to us.
Uh-huh.
It's the lovely Valerie.
Yay!
How are you guys?
Happy Friday.
Parsons good. And Cameron.
It's Cameron's and Parsons.
Sorry.
There you go.
Valerie, we know as a huge Star Wars fan, and the trailer for Rogue One came out yesterday.
We have a mission.
I think a little bit. I think that girl looks a little bit like Amanda Bynes.
No,
no.
Thank you.
I think you're. I don't know what. No.
He's like, oh, Amanda Bynes is in the movie. I'm like, that looks nothing like Amanda.
That looks like right there.
So
it looks like Amanda Bynes.
Do you think maybe she looks a little bit like someone that you saw in The Force Awakens?
Perhaps.
Like Daisy Ridley?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think she looks
you
like Daisy Ridley.
You don't think that she could look like maybe perhaps Daisy Ridley's mother? Like maybe that gene pool could somehow come together?
This is what Valerie's going. Look at that.
Forrest Whitaker looks like he's in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Right? Wouldn't that be the best movie ever? I'm super excited about Forrest Whitaker.
So, me too.
Yeah.
Is he a Jedi in this?
We don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy yet, and I like that.
But does he have force potential,
I guess? I think on just a regular basis, he has force potential.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has force potential.
So you've delved into this trailer.
Yes, I've watched it 7 times for research purposes, just to make sure that I know everything that's going on.
I watched it once. I thought that was enough. I guess this would be time number 2. What did you learn, like, in between times 2 and 7?
Well, I'm looking for very specific things. I run some Star Wars groups, and I'm looking for a new costume. If the old costumes actually match the old costumes from the old movies, I'm looking at characters that we've seen in the old movies that those characters are actually dead in real life now, so they're replacing these characters. I'm looking at weapons because weapons are cool. So just like all the nuances of because this takes place on during 4, 5, and 6 in that kind of era.
All right, you're looking for nerd stuff to blog about.
Totally.
Here is what I thought was most glaring in this, and tell me that I'm totally wrong and not a good enough nerd to be involved in this conversation, but the timeline seems that because they're like putting the finishing touches on the Death Star.
Yeah, like it's shiny. It's looking good.
They've got to do the trim inside, and like all the buttons aren't as flashy as they want them to be. I get that. So where's Vader?
It's probably in there somewhere.
Isn't this Vader's time? This is time. Vader is way alive right now.
Well, or he's being put together.
Right. Assembled.
But yes, he's in the timeline, and this is the thing, so is Leia. So is Luke. And if you guys looked at Mark Hamill's Twitter yesterday, he said, "I don't think I have lines in this one either."
So
because he had no lines in The Force Awakens.
Right.
But they technically, like, we won't probably see them, but there will be talks about them. This is more, Rogue One is the war story. I love war films. This is the war story of Star Wars. So this is kind of those underneath.
You were getting me so hyped up for this.
This isn't the star story about Star.
This is the war story. This is the dark. This is the, you know, underground kind of war story.
All right. Well, I guess I can see him being alluded to. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Death Star's going up. You know who's going to come visit soon? It's that guy with the black mask who breathes heavy.
And you won't see the opening credits that you usually do in a Star Wars film, so don't even get ready for that.
Oh, the scrolling landscape or whatever?
It's not in... Nope.
Mm. We're just not even going to get, like, a gratuitous force choke?
I don't know. Probably because if you go watch the trailer a second time, and you'll see that there are those people that could possibly be doing that, but yeah.
I'm thinking like an off-screen force choke, like they're doing some stuff in the Death Star and some guy just, you see through a little window and he just kind of falls and some dude in a cape kind of like
skirts himself away. There are definitely some capes.
Oh, she saw the capes.
Yeah, I saw the capes. I love capes.
She noted them.
Accessories.
Valerie Cameron, you're a delight. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for allowing me to nerd out with you guys.
Pleasure. You have a great show today.
Hey, thanks. You too.
Okay,
Thank you so much. If there's anything that we can contribute to, please let us know.
As she leaves quickly.